Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Kathy Kay and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Monday, September 27th, 2021, and we are reading from the Big Book. We are on page 86, the second full paragraph that begins on awakening. Let us think about the 24 hours ahead. Today's readers are Terry H., reading the 12 steps, Rhonda R., reading the 12 traditions, and reading the text are Betsy H., Lois P., and Eileen M. Our newcomer greeter is Lorraine N., and Leslie M. will be giving us announcements at the end of the meeting. The reference numbers for the previous two meetings, yesterday, the special edition, September 26th, the reference number is 17,815 or 17815. And this morning, 7 a.m. East Coast time vision meeting, the reference number is 17,817 or 17817. The OA preamble, Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who through shared experience, strength, and hope are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. OA's, our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Terry H. to read the 12 steps of OA. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Kathy, and thank you for your service. My name is Terry H. I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater through God's grace, and I'm from Pensacola, Florida. The 12 steps. Number one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all the defects of character and humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continue to take personal inventory, and we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening, as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be of service on the Tuesday team during the month of September. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Terry H. Rhonda R., would you please read the 12 traditions of OA?
Yes, good morning, Kathy. Good morning, everyone. I'm Rhonda R., a grateful, recovered, compulsive eater in Georgia. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusting servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for your service, Kathy, and it's been a pleasure to be part of Team Monday this month.
Thank you, Rhonda R. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirements for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. And once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone, except the speaker's, should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book on page 86, the second paragraph, and I will ask Betsy H. to get us started. Good morning, Betsy. Press star 1, Betsy, to unmute.
Oh, sorry about that. Thank you, Kathy H. This is Kathy K. This is Betsy H.
Thank you.
On Awakening, at Recovered Compulsive Reader in California. On Awakening, let us think about the 24 hours ahead. We consider our plans for the day. Before we begin, we ask God to direct our thinking, especially asking that it be divorced from self-pity, dishonest, or self-seeking motives. Under these conditions, we can employ our mental faculties with assurance, for after all, God gave us brains to use. Our thought life will be placed on a much higher plane when our thinking is cleared of wrong motives. This is This is giving me some specific instructions for what to do in the morning, right when I wake up. This is the part of step 11 that talks about morning prayers. There's also prayers for the evening, which happen to be like, which we talked about on Friday, which is basically pretty much the same as doing the 10 step, but it's at night, it's a nightly review. And then there's other prayers that they're going to talk about in a minute about that can be used all throughout the day. But I think upon awakening, it is a really important time of the day for me, because just for me having this food addict brain, I tend to have that negative brain coming up right when I first wake up in the morning. And it's important to change that. And so it says, you know, on awakening, so as soon as possible when waking up, they're recommending to say these prayers. And it talks about, you know, asking that my thinking be divorced from self-pity, dishonest, or self-seeking motives. You know, divorce suggests that my normal thinking, or my thinking before, was full of self-pity, dishonest, and self-seeking motives. And now I want to go away from that and into a more positive thinking directed by my higher power, because my higher power is always positive. I mean, my higher power is not going to be giving me negative thoughts. Those negative thoughts or depressed thoughts, angry thoughts that are so easy, at least for me, to come into my mind right when I wake up in the morning. For me, those are not coming from my higher power. That's more like the disease talking to me. And so it's important to change that. And it helps, and it hasn't changed overnight. But I don't wake up as negative as I used to. You know, just over time, I'm being able to be more positive. I'm doing these prayers. I'm taking my actions for my program, and it has changed me. You know, I used to be so negative that I would feel so bad and overwhelmed in the morning that I didn't want to face the day. And I would start lashing out and arguing at my husband, and he hated it, and it was a horrible way to start the morning. So this is giving me a new routine, a recovery routine, a positive routine, where I can be a lot more useful during the day and be of service and be in recovery. And with that, I will pass.
Thank you, Betsy H., for getting us started. Okay, I'm now open to taking names of people who and I want to remind us all that although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing every third day in order that others might get a chance to share their experiences too. So if you shared on Friday or yesterday at the special edition, please allow others to give their names first. Who would like to share today?
Laura W.
Laura W. Who else would like to share?
Donna B.
Deborah G.
Donna B. Was that Barbara G?
Deborah G.
Oh, Deborah G. Thank you, Deborah.
Penny L. C.
Penny L. C.
Jody E.
Jody E. Anyone else? Okay, this is a good lineup. We'll have Laura W., Donna B., Deborah G., Penny L. C., and Jody E. Please share with us, Laura.
Thanks, Kathy. Can I be heard?
Yes.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. This is Laura W. I'm a recovered compulsive eater, anorexic and exercise bulimic in South Jersey. Page 86 through 88 are pages that I read every single morning over my breakfast, and I've been doing that for 17 years maybe, and it's a guide for me. It tells me that that this is how you need to live your life, Laura. And this is what you need to do on awakening, not an hour after you wake up, not after the kids go to school, not after, you know, you make your bed, on awakening. And this sounds silly, but I keep a little journal in my bathroom. And the first place I go every morning is my bathroom. So I write a Dear God letter every single morning, first thing. And that's my upon awakening. I think about the 24 hours ahead. I think about what's the plan for the day. Trying not to get into like the manipulation factor, like this is what I have to do and that's what I have to do, and the controlling factor. But I ask God, God, you know, direct my thinking. And when I ask God to direct my thinking, it says I can employ my mental faculties. I can be present. I can be, my thoughts will be placed on a much higher plane, which is my behavior, you know. Especially asking your thoughts, your thinking to be distanced from self-pity, distraction from something is to separate yourself from something that you once loved. And I'll be honest, you know, I loved the self-pity. I loved being dishonest and I loved being self-seeking when I was in the disease, because that's what made the disease work. That's what made it grow. And today what makes recovery grow is just the opposite. It's patience, kindliness, tolerance, love. And when I can practice those on a daily basis, not only do I feel closer to God, but I feel closer to my family, my fellow human beings around me. I do the right thing despite what I might want to do. And that's when I can do this on a daily basis, or just, you know, one day at a time, every morning on awakening, when I begin my day like this, it's usually a good day. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura W. Donna B., please share with us.
Good morning. This is Donna B., recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic, calling from Denver, Colorado. I have the words "our plans" underlined because when I think back to earlier in the book, before taking step three, I was reminded about the danger of my little plans and my little design, and the danger of what living in self-will looks like. So when it tells me here that I consider my plans for the day, it is immediately followed by asking God in to being a part of what my plans for the day are. And it reminds me of the prayer, "Thy will, God, not mine, be done," and that I cannot overuse that prayer ever. It's a constant practice of looking at my little plans and designs and asking my higher power to come in and give me some direction on those plans, so that I don't end up in self-will and ending up in the position of any life run on self-will can hardly be a success. So I start my day by thinking about, okay, what's on my calendar for today? What's ahead of me for today? And asking that every single part of my day is imbued by the direction of my higher power, that I don't run entirely on self-will. My morning practice is a very sacred time for me. I do wake up and go immediately to my meditation chair, which I love, and I have a practice of prayer, as well as a specific type of meditation that I learned with a teacher that my sponsor introduced me to. And it's amazing. And I'm really grateful to start the day in a posture of peace and surrender, because once I open up my bedroom door, you know, it's game on. The world is barraging me, my thoughts are barraging me, and I, despite living in recovery, that self-will can still create chaos in my life. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Donna B. Deborah G., please share with us.
Hi, this is Deborah G., excuse me, from Arizona. And thank you so much, Kathy, for your service, and Betsy for your read and share, and all the shares so far that have been shared. I'm learning that it's so much learning and learning over and over. I just love that I can be aware of that. And what I learned was that paragraph, excuse me, is a meditation. And I used to do it really robotically, you know, and I'm learning to, you know, go to my heart and read that from my heart and take it in, you know, let it saturate me, because I have no power. I have no power, you know, no power over my thoughts, no power with this disease of compulsive overeating. And so when I do these practices, when I do that meditation, and I do it from my heart, not from my head robotically, I allow it, I consent to allow it to work me. And just work me, just like my other meditation I do in the morning. I just bring myself to my loving, caring, safe presence and let it have its way with me. And then go out into my day with being curious, with wonder. I'm learning this, and I'm going to see how this unfolds today. We'll see. It's a mystery. Anyways, thank you all so much for making this meeting possible. Bye.
Thanks so much, Deborah G., for your share. Penny L.C., please share with us.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you for your service. Good morning, and good morning to everyone on the line. This is Penny L.C., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. The first thought I have to share about this paragraph is how much I had to make a shift in my thinking about my prayer and meditation time. I knew it was my 11th step, or a piece of my 11th step, but and I early on in my recovery had myself convinced that I could do it at whatever part of the day it fit into. And I, when my sponsor became aware of that, she gently encouraged me to make sure that I made it my priority to make it first thing in the morning. And since I have done that, it really has transformed my days, my approach to those days, and my interactions with my higher power. I now understand how it's allowing me to put that God connection first, to be plugged in, as it were, to my higher power, and to let God guide my thoughts. And also what I've discovered is I need to also not just focus on my defects, as it mentions here, the self-pity, the dishonest, and the self-seeking motives, although I need to be accountable for those, and I am each morning. But I also allow myself to focus on the opposite, the assets. And so I do give a counter request that I may be able to focus and seek being you know, kind and loving and patient and tolerant and accepting and understanding and forgiving and so on. Because I need that reminder. I need that way to focus my mind in a positive direction. And those changes have really blessed me. And I look forward each morning to that connection. Thank you for letting me share, and I'll pass.
Thanks so much, Penny L.C. Jody E., please share with us.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Kathy and Betsy and everyone, for your wonderful shares. My name is Jody E., and I'm a grateful recovered compulsive overeater, anorexic and bulimic also. So like we've been hearing, I too make this a priority, this early morning connection with a higher power, my higher power. I too have a comfortable chair that I go to first thing before anything else, before checking my email or even my calendar for the day. I go straight to God and just set a timer for about 20 minutes and just be with my higher power, letting my higher power influence me and penetrate me so that my motives might be changed from self-pitying, self-seeking, and dishonest to grateful, honest, humble, altruistic, kind, courageous. I need to clear my thinking of wrong motives, and right motives hopefully will be put in their place. I just looked at my calendar today and it's filled with sponsee calls and meetings. That's pretty much what my day to day is about. This is how my life has evolved. Not as any of the result of my planning that. No, these were not my plans. But this is what has come about as a result of turning my will and my life over to the care of God. And I'm grateful. I am grateful. I am truly grateful to have a life of usefulness, to have the bedevilments turned around, because I definitely was living in the bedevilments on page 52 before I found this way of life. So thank you, Vision for You. Thank you to all of you, its members, and thank you, God, for a better way of life. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Jody E. And for those of you who joined us late, we are sharing on the second full paragraph on page 86 in the Big Book. Thank you to everyone who has shared so far and listened. And I will now take some more names of people who would like to share. Who would like to share?
Adele R.
Adele.
Good morning. My name is Bonnie G.
Adele R. Was that Bonnie G?
Connie G.
Connie G. Sorry, Connie.
No, okay.
And Christine G.
Christine G.
Kathy
B. Robin Joe B.
Kathy B. And Robin Joe B. Okay, let's go with those. We may have more time, but we'll see. So we have Adele R., Connie G., Christine G., Kathy B., and Robin Joe B. Adele, please share with us.
Good morning. I'm Adele R., gratefully recovered compulsive eater in Kansas City. The word that has really stood out to me over time in this paragraph is the word divorced. And it was just so revolutionary to me that I could ask God to direct my thinking and that it would be divorced from self-pity, dishonest, and self-seeking motives. Like, it was just revolutionary that I could ask for this. And then the next sentence tells me that under these conditions, I can trust that that will be the case. And I've been so grateful for that. Like, if I take the time, make this prayer, God will be in charge of those results. And then my day will go differently. And the thoughts that I arise will be more in line with God's plan. And I was learning in step 10 that I also have a choice. And so I can do a step 10 when I need to. But I'm just loving the prayer and the promise and this paragraph, and I'm proving that it's really true. Thank you. I pass.
Thank you, Adele R. Let's see. Connie G., please share with us.
My name is Connie G. I'm from Texas. I'm compulsive overeater recovering. I wanted to share that this morning my sponsor had me download the OA toolkit. So right in that OA toolkit is this prayer. And so this morning I did this prayer, ironically, and I was in trying to stay focused. And during the middle of it, I realized the background noise was irritating me, so I silenced my TV. And that's the first time I've done that, so I could try to make sure I am clear of outside interference to listening. And I've been working on meditating, but it did feel good to have done that this morning with silence. And then ironically come to the meeting and this is what we're studying. It always seems to happen that way, that my God telling me the things I need to do. So I want to thank you for calling that today and thank you for your share. And I appreciate you being here. With that, I pass.
Thank you, Connie G. Christine G., please share with us.
Christine G. here.
Oh, sorry, Christine. Got it.
I'm here to claim my seat. And I work this paragraph with someone in the program each day. And boy, does that help me. It just really helps me to get my day started and get my connection with my higher power going, the accountability, doing it with someone else. And I'm really just here to thank all of you for being there and give my life purpose and help me to stay on track with my higher power. And that is good. Thank you all.
Thank you, Christine E. Kathy B., please share with us.
Hi, this is Kathy B., compulsive overeater. I've been doing this meditation every morning for the past couple of months, and it really helps me throughout my day. When I get upset, I pause and I ask God to direct my thinking. Because, you know, I'm going through a lot of changes right now. I changed jobs. And I'm very fearful. And I can get into this hysterical thinking, like if I get overwhelmed. And I stop and I can ask God to direct my thinking. And it really worked, you know, and I want to continue to do this. I have like a card of, you know, the whole meditation. It's literature that I got from another fellowship. And, you know, I read that every morning and I read it. I get down on my knees and I read it. And actually, I saw a video on it of the meditation, of somebody doing the meditation, and like when it gets to the certain parts, like help me be divorced from self-pity, self-seeking motives, or dishonest, I take in a deep breath and close my eyes like when I say things, and then when I say thy will be done, I breathe in and out and close my eyes, you know. So that's how they did it on the video. And, you know, it really helps me to get through my day. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy B. And Robin Joe B., please share with us.
Good morning. Good morning. Robin Joby from Northern Missouri, recovered. By God's grace and for his glory. Oh, I haven't shared for a very long time, but when it comes to talking about God and my time with him, I can't be quiet. Been in program now for like 11 years. And before program, I hardly breathed before 7 o'clock in the morning. And now my alarm goes off at 5. I use my phone. It's not just a beep, beep, beep. It is a Christian song that wakes me up and puts a smile on my face. And I heard a message on a podcast once, this one of my favorite Bible teachers saying that he does not feed his body until he feeds his soul. And so that has been my practice since then. And what a beautiful thing, you know. And all these years, I can't think of a single time that I have ate my breakfast before I have had a meal with my God. And I too write a God letter every morning. And it's just beautiful. It's just the highlight of my day. And I just don't know. I just don't think I could, you know, do life, do abstinence, do anything without it. And then I also have a little beep on my phone that goes off every hour that reminds me, you know, am I connected? Am I, in conscious contact of God? And I love it. So, I guess that's all I have. And I thank you so very much. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much, Robin Joe B. Okay, we still have time for maybe two more shares. Who would like to share?
Hello,
Virginia T.
I'm sorry, I didn't get either name. Can you try again?
Lois P.
Lois P.
Virginia T.
Virginia T. Okay, thank you. Lois, please share with us.
Thank you. Thank you, Kathy. So, on awakening, to me, this is another opportunity. It's every day that my eyes open. I have a great chance to live a new life, no matter what happened yesterday. So on awakening, there's a choice. Do I just go into my normal routine, my normal self-related day, where I just get up automatically and do what I need to do and, you know, bump into life and as things come up, just come from a place of usually self-seeking or self-pity or just self-orientation? That's the way I would usually wake up. And this paragraph tells us that our thought life will be placed on a much higher plane when our thinking is cleared of wrong motives. So when I first wake up, I know I have a choice. My day can be extraordinary. It can be beautiful. It can be flowing and easy and happy for myself and anyone else that I come into contact with. That's when I give up those negative thinkings of it's all about me. So in the morning, there's a choice every day for myself. What kind of life do I want to have today? And when I ask God, please let this be a day of joy and service to other people, to myself, to your world, to your plan, that's the best way I can wake up. And even if I have only that one day of living in that freedom, living in that higher plane of consciousness, of that contact with the divine, with God, you know, with this amazing unfathomable life that I can't figure out. I always thought I could, and that was the problem. Very involved with self. When I give up that self in the morning and I ask to be cleared of anything that stands in the way between me and that supreme life, that supreme union, it's heaven. It's literally heaven. So I am just so grateful for vision. It's such a beautiful word, vision. It has changed the way I look at life and the way my life now reflects back to me. So it's a beautiful paragraph. And again, I have the choice every morning to live on a much higher plane, what I call, and what the big book says, the fourth dimension, or I can stay stuck in my little self, going through life unconsciously, self-directed, self-absorbed, and self-concerned, or I can ask for those things to be removed from me so that there's nothing left except this freedom to follow that inner directive and to have a joyful, beautiful day. So thank you, and with that I pass.
Thank you, Lois P. Virginia T., please share with us.
Hi, this is Virginia T. I live in Georgia, and I'm just so thankful for all of you who shared this morning. This has been so inspiring for me. One of the things that I have added to my morning routine is to do my gratitude list first thing in the morning when I get up. That has really transformed my day in a lot of ways. I try to be thankful not just for the things that are going well in my life, but even for the frustrations, for those things that I don't like that may be beyond my control. I can just put those things on the list, and it's a way of turning them over to God. And so I'm thankful to God that I don't have to run the whole world, and that I can acknowledge the things that are beyond my control. And I have a different devotional materials that I use later on in the morning to just to get me focused, most of those are in my faith tradition, which is Christian, and it's just been amazing how all these things will start sort of tie together, that God will take this reading, which has nothing to do with another reading, really. I mean, they didn't know that on September 27th that I would need to hear a certain thing, but it's amazing how that seems to work, and God reinforces that throughout the day. So I'm just thankful for this awareness and trying to stay in touch with my higher power as I go throughout the day, and just pulling back to that all through the day. So just to walk with God every moment, it has brought me so much more serenity, and I'm so thankful for this program for reinforcing that. I pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Virginia T. We have time for one more share. Who would like to share?
Wendy M.
Great, Wendy, you can close us out. Thank you.
Thank you. Wendy M., recovering in Boulder, Colorado. Okay, I have a confession. First of all, I do on awakening every morning, but I listen to it. And it kind of is like white noise in the background, and you hear something over and over. So the good news is I can start reading it again. So I just want to say that. I just want to confess that. But when it says here, divorced from self, where's the line? Divorced. Self-pity, dishonest, self-seeking motive. This is what's happening for me. Like this intuitive thought, this knowing. Like I know when I'm about to do something that's what I call itchy and scratchy. Like I know when I'm up to something. And it's like right before I start gossiping, you know, that intuitive thought, that putting my my thought life on a much higher plane, it's happening. It's like the program is happening to me, on me. God is happening to me. It's just like a practice that this just begins to really happen. And this morning I'm driving my 17-year-old son to school. I'm laughing because he was grumpy and oh, boy, don't you know how he was talking to me? And he was, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, God just said, I started giggling. And then I was like, oh, he's really uptight about something. You know, in other words, it wasn't about him harming me. And I tell you guys, a month ago, I would have, like, read him the Riot Act. Don't talk to me that way. Don't you know who I am? I'm your mother, blah, blah, blah. And now it's like I'm just sitting in God's lap, and God and I are giggling, and we're like, oh, he's 17, and he's super scared about something, or he's super nervous about something. And can't I just be quiet and let him be exactly who he is? And what I get from that is my own peace and my own serenity. I can't explain it any other way, but I'm letting people be exactly who they are. And it's giving me so much peace. I don't have to fight anything. You know, it says cease fighting everything and anyone. And I know we're not on that passage, but my thought life is on a different plane. You know, miracles are happening. I'm sitting there with my sister, and I've known her forever, right? And boy, have I had resentments towards her. And I'm just sitting there, and I look at her, and I'm like, oh, sweetheart, like, I love you. And here's what it's like, you know, just being so honest and open with people, but coming from a place of positive intent. I'm assuming positive intent with people. And when I'm not, it gets itchy and scratchy really quickly. When I want to go gossip, when I want to trash my son, don't you know who I am? You're talking to me this way. It's not that way. I think that's my time. Yes. Somebody's blowing a whistle. Is that time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You finished.
So thank you for letting me share this. Yeah.
Thank you, Wendy M. Okay. Well, thank you, everyone who has shared and listened today. What a lovely, inspiring meeting. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164 and follow that by saying the Serenity Prayer together. Lois P., would you please read A Vision for You?
Yes, thank you, Kathy. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Oh, excuse me, Lois P., gratefully recovered in New York. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.